Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. What happens after death? So in our previous discussion, we spoke about what happens to the souls of those who died before they became legally responsible, baligh, matured. Majority of scholars say that their souls are in Jannah. Jannah exists already. And we discussed the hadith about a tree which is formed of udders and the children of paradise. The children of the people of paradise will feed from it. And a woman's miscarried fetus will be in one of the rivers of paradise, developing until Qiyamah, when it will be resurrected as a 40-year-old, subhanAllah. When Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's son Ibrahim passed on, he said, "This, my son Ibrahim has died at the age of suckling. He will have two witnesses who will complete his suckling in paradise." And also the hadith that the children of Muslims are on a mountain in paradise, where Ibrahim Alayhi Salaam and Sarah will be their guardians. Then when it is the day of Qiyamah, they will be returned to their parents. So we discussed that in our previous discussion. The statement of Wahab bin Manabbah as well, that Allah has a house in the seventh heaven called the White House, where the souls of the believers gather. When someone from the world dies, the other souls meet him and ask him about news from the world, just as the one who has been away asks his family when he returns to them. The souls in general will either be in Illiyin and Sijjin. The pious and believers in Illiyin, kalla inna kitab al-abrari lafi Illiyin. Illiyin is the seventh heaven, and above it is Jannah. And Sijjin is the lowest earth, beneath which is Jahannam. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala save us from Sijjin. Now, when we are told that the martyrs are alive, بَلْ أَحْيَاءُنَ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِمْ يُرْزَقُونَ, and we are told that the Anbiya are alive in the grave, what does it mean? So in terms of the martyrs, there are two primary differences between the life of the martyrs and the life of other believers in Barzakh. The one difference is that the martyr will definitely get a new body. Because he sacrificed his body in the path of Allah, he will be put into the body of a bird. And as a result, their pleasurable experience will be of a higher level than any average believer or pious person. Because they are of a higher level. And they will enjoy greater sustenance in Jannah. Whereas there is no guarantee for the others that they will enjoy sustenance in Jannah. So they will have a body for sure. Others may or may not. And they will enjoy greater sustenance in Jannah. Whereas others have no such guarantee. So they have a higher form of life. Every soul is alive. Barzakh is a life of its own. Every soul is alive there. But the martyrs will have a higher form of life. And even higher than the martyrs will be the Anbiya alayhim salatu wassalam. We know from various ahadith that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has told us the Anbiya are alive in their grave. The soil does not eat their bodies. Their bodies don't decompose. So they have a very unique, distinct life in the Barzakh, the Anbiya. Their bodies are intact. Their soul has more of a connection with their body than, you know, the average person. However, they have no physical needs or limitations of this world. They can worship Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala in their grave. We know Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw Musa alayhi wasalam performing salam. But the exact extent of the connection between their souls and their bodies, we don't know all the details. We just know that they have the highest form of life and the highest form of connection between soul and body. And hence Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said they are alive in their grave. To what extent are they aware of what's happening on earth? We know that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said he's not aware in himself. He has to receive the tidings from the angels about who's sending durood and salutations upon him. As per the narration, he receives reports about the actions and the deeds of his ummah. So they are aware of what's happening on earth. They get reports, but much more than what the average deceased person would get. How much do they know? That is known in the knowledge of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. But what is known is that they have the highest form of life, the most elevated form of life. It's very unique and distinct. The Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. After them, the martyrs, and then after that, the general believers. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala grant us the understanding. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.